Hey, what's going on? Hope you are well. Happy Thanksgiving if you're listening in the US. I hope you're having a great week wherever else you're listening in the world. So on this week's episode of the Welcome to the Metaverse podcast, I wanted to dive into the flurry of interesting announcements from Nike recently and have a look at, in my opinion, their genius approach to the metaverse that might not be immediately obvious. We've seen these interesting announcements happen, but when you kind of look under the hood and join the dots together, there seems to be a lot more going on here. A kind of Nike universe that is beginning to span across the physical world, the gaming world, virtual worlds, Web3, and NFTs too. So that is the purpose of this episode. And at the moment, it's mainly centered around football, soccer, if you're in the US, although you absolutely don't need to have an interest in football to understand what's happening here. Unsurprisingly, it's a very innovative and smart approach from Nike, and that's what we are going to explore in this episode. This show is, of course, brought to you by the brilliant EveryRealm. And if you're looking for the most comprehensive online learning platform for the metaverse and Web3, you need to check out Realm Academy. And it's Black Friday, of course. I have a special offer for you. Realm Academy is back with 3 self-paced modules: Metaverse Foundations, Intro to Blockchain, and Advanced Topics in Web3. And as a listener to the show, you will get 30% off each of these self-paced modules. You'd be silly not to do that. The code you need is FRANKS30, that's FRANKS, followed by the number 30. Just enter it at checkout to save yourself 30%. I'll tell you a bit more about it later in the show, and full details are in the show notes right now. And finally, as always, nothing in this episode is financial or investment advice. Always do your own research. And with that said, let's dive into this week's episode. All right, so the story really begins here with Artifact. Now, if you're in the NFT space, if you've been listening to this podcast, you'll know all about Artifact. We've talked about them in depth and their backstory on this podcast. There's an episode kind of dedicated to that, which I'll link below if you want to kind of get the backstory first. But as a quick reminder for anyone newer to the space, let's just kind of recap who Artifact are, their story, and a tiny bit on their founders, because I think it's interesting when you start to look into the future and how that collides with everything Nike are doing as well. So Artifact, a brand set up in 2019 by 3 founders, Benoit, Stephen, and Chris, known now for being one of the most creative and innovative brands in this metaverse and NFT space, kind of setting the tone and culture for digital fashion in the metaverse. From their own website, they describe themselves as creators of virtual sneakers and collectibles, merging realities in fashion and gaming. So very quickly, Benoit, as one of the founders, has a fine arts and marketing background. He was head of marketing at Fnatic, which, for anyone who doesn't know, is one of the most successful and well-known esports brands of all time. They themselves kind of defined esports gaming culture, which has obviously exploded to unbelievable heights over the last kind of few years. He was also instrumental in doing a legendary collab with Gucci in that world as well. Stephen, the second founder, has a background in streetwear and sneaker and internet native culture. He started a lot of streetwear Instagram accounts, which collectively had an audience of about 10 million. He has an eye for kind of early and niche culture, which ends up going mainstream. So an interesting character in himself. He also had a custom footwear company called Frey Customs, where a lot of major celebs wanted to get involved, and his creations went super viral online. Chris Lee, the third founder, background as a film director, but also an incredible CGI and 3D artist, known for making amazing skins in games, generally being a digital artist wizard. So these 3 came together and created Artifact, with deep roots in kind of gaming, streetwear, and sneaker culture, and it's now become this kind of melting pot for a new culture of digital fashion and gaming. Super credible long-term thinkers, Artifact, very well known in the space. Now, interestingly, as founders and as a brand, their major inspiration was Nike in a lot of ways, and they had on their roadmap to essentially work with or partner with Nike by 2025, which, as many of you will know, happened much earlier than that. So in the early days, which for Artifact was only a couple of years ago, they really began pioneering digital sneakers as NFTs, when most people were still trying to wrap their head around why that would ever be valuable. Why would you want to hold a digital item? But as we know, what NFTs unlock a digital ownership layer on the internet, various utilities with that. Artifact began building a following, going massively viral. They photoshopped one of their shoes on Elon Musk at the Met Gala, which went crazy viral online, and established themselves as a leader in this new wave, and have continued to do that ever since over their journey so far, being massively successful in this space. Now, kind of halfway through their journey, and the founders have talked about this since, as they were growing in the NFT community, and as we were talking about them on this show in the early days, Nike filed for a patent on something called the CryptoKicks, a form of digital sneaker using blockchain technology. Nike obviously deeply rooted in all internet culture as well, been watching and understanding what was going on and been part of their plan in some form. Now, the founders of Artifact, having kind of been leading this space, have spoken about that initially being quite a stressful moment, thinking maybe this was the end of the brand if Nike were going to come in this way, and you know, also had this kind of similar plan. Anyway, long story short, as many of you will know, Nike, being the smart people and team that they are, understanding that Artifact were really cultural leaders in this new digital fashion and gaming native wave, famously acquired Artifact in December of last year for an undisclosed but rumored very high fee. And that very same CryptoKicks NFT patent that Nike had filed ended up getting released as a Nike and Artifact collab sneaker. So that has happened since and is a pretty cool story. Kind of three dreamers, three founders who were inspired by Nike, eventually got acquired and then released this sneaker together. As I say, Artifact have since continued to be a major leader and innovator in this space. CloneX, their avatar collection, where if you held some of their early sneakers and other items, you got access to this early. CloneX has since become a massively valuable and blue chip project and collection, with major Nike athletes even teasing their involvement as well. Serena Williams has a clone, which was her profile picture, rumors of LeBron James, amongst others as well. All right, so that's the story that if you're involved in this NFT and Web3 space, you likely will have known all about already, but the majority of the world don't know about this yet, as the, you know, NFT community as a whole generally is still quite small, at least those kind of participating and building in this way. But recently, that is all beginning to change, as Nike are beginning to move and bring together, in my mind, at least this kind of global metaverse master plan. Now, I think many would agree that the next major challenge we have in this space is to slightly rebuild the opinion and kind of reputation of NFTs after a lot of speculation, celebrities promoting stuff that never really had any fundamentals. They had no long-term plan with it, but, you know, maybe marketing teams had encouraged them to do it to make a quick buck, and some consumers had been burnt off the back of that as the technology kind of moved faster than the regulation. Not talking about Nike or Nike celebrities here, of course, talking about far less credible celebrities and other projects amongst the ones that have kept the value and the blue chip that continue to do cool things in this space, but certainly did happen. And that NFT word even is sometimes a little bit tarnished for the mainstream audiences, at least. So the challenge now is to kind of rebuild that and do it in a way where non-crypto native folk, people who aren't deeply embedded in this space, find it easy, can see the value and the utility, it's accessible, it's safe, and it's simple. And this is, of course, nothing new with any big technological shift. There are experiments at first, there's some massive value created, some genuine experiments that go wrong, and some scams where people are out to get money as people are learning about this space. That's always been the same, but we have the same challenge here to kind of bring this to the masses. Now, this is already happening in a lot of places. Platforms like Bitski and Recur, who we've had on the show as well, providing a simple sign up and purchase process for digital items as NFTs, a website experience that everybody would recognize where you log in with your kind of username and password and you buy an NFT with credit card or whatever you're used to, and then the NFT is minted, but the platform create the wallet. And if you want to take self-custody of your asset, you can do. If you don't, you can trust the platform and they hold the asset on there, and it's a simple, familiar, fast, quick, safe process for that. Now, Nike, of course, know all of this and have their own plans in this space outside of Artifact for that mainstream mass audience alongside the kind of Web3 and NFT native audience as well. So a couple of weeks ago, we had the announcement of their new platform, .swoosh, which in their own words said the following. Nike is launching .swoosh, a Web3-enabled platform that champions athletes and serves the future of sport by creating a new inclusive digital community and experience and a home for Nike virtual creations. This show is brought to you by EveryRealm, who are your portal to the metaverse. Now, as a listener to this show and Black Friday, as we're recording it, I have an offer for you that you do not want to miss. A 30% off the most comprehensive online learning platform for the metaverse, Realm Academy. If you want to level up quick and learn about metaverse foundations, intro to blockchain, and advanced topics in Web3, taught by leaders at top companies in the industry like Ledger, The Sandbox, and Dragonfly Capital, then Realm Academy is the place to do it. The code you need is FRANKS30, that's FRANKS, and the number 30. Just enter it at checkout for 30% off. Absolute no-brainer, grab it quick. Join tens of thousands of others who've already made their way to the metaverse. Just search Realm Academy or check out the show notes for all the links and the info you need. And now it's back to the show. So interesting, a big statement from them that they are going into this world, not just in an acquisition with Artifact, but leading it with their own .swoosh platform and their own virtual creations. Now the website itself is really interesting. I'll obviously link it all below. It's not fully open yet. It's in beta, but you can kind of register to be part of the waitlist to get involved. But it's interesting and smart because it looks like it's part Web3 education and part platform for bringing this stuff to the masses in the way that we've talked about, keeping it safe, secure, and accessible, as well as creating a community atmosphere, which is one of the great things that NFT projects that are run, you know, properly or run well do, and they do bring people together, and giving people a chance to co-create virtual items in the future. They've mentioned that the first drop is going to be in early 2023, so still time to kind of sign up and get involved with that and watch it unfold. Now, as an approach, I think this is spot on. It's interesting because in no way are they diluting Artifact, who are, you know, very much the kind of supreme, the sort of more luxury brand in this world, now part of the Nike team, but a brand in their own right, of course. So .swoosh sits related but completely separately, and is their play to make this whole world accessible and doing what a lot of brands I think will need to understand, which might be unfamiliar for them, inviting customers to kind of be part of a community that actually sort of co-designs and co-owns with them, rather than just selling directly to customers and having a fairly one-way relationship. Maybe on social media there's some interaction there, but we're seeing a real shift to this kind of bringing users in to help co-create and co-build together, and that is very much the Web3 and NFT narrative of sort of the future of this space. So all quite interesting, quite fascinating that Nike are having these various plays, luxury side with Artifact and leaving them to be individual on their own and innovative on their own, whilst also opening up this .swoosh platform to go in their own direction, but do it in a more mass mainstream way and focus on making it really accessible to new people. All right, so that was one piece of the puzzle, and that news came out a couple of weeks ago, so still fairly fresh, and we'll see how .swoosh kind of unfolds as they go into their first drop early in the year. And then we saw something else happen just before the World Cup kicked off. Nike dropped a whole new major campaign that pointed towards something called their football verse. So initially, this incredible advert dropped, which you may have seen. You can certainly YouTube it, and I'd recommend you do YouTube and watch the full version because there's various clips around, but the secrets are in the full version of this. So briefly, the storyline of this advert that is being played around the World Cup and obviously massively advertised is that some scientists in a secret lab in Switzerland have cracked the code to put an end to the discussion of who the best football player of all time is. So obviously it'll bring to life when you go and watch this advert, but essentially they create a multiverse and use the word multiverse in the advert, which is interesting. And they pitch the best players from throughout time against each other at their peak age. So they use deepfake technology in this advert to make Ronaldinho, for example, a famous Brazilian football player, look like he did at his peak in maybe 2006. And it's this epic kind of freestyle football battle between players. Ronaldo, legendary player from years ago, gets sucked through a portal. And also Cristiano Ronaldo appears as well. Alex Morgan from the USA women's team and loads more amazing stars all kind of get beamed into this one room to sort of play against each other, all at their peak age for this kind of imaginary amazing face-off between the best players of all time. But as the advert rolls on, you start to get all these gamified elements shown as well. So there's a retro player leaderboard that comes up. There's an anime character that comes and plays alongside the humans and then gets sent off. The ball then hits the lever and the entire advert turns into a retro 8-bit game style. Now you might think I'm overanalyzing this a bit, but I'll pull out some interesting things in just a second. And the advert kind of finishes with the scientist suggesting going forward in time and ending with the words "you're up," pointing to the audience and pointing the campaign towards their football verse. So on the surface, just a really cool advert, which is something Nike have done forever. But when you pay a little bit closer attention, I think it's a really big statement from them about the future of the Nike universe crossing physical and digital realms. They use the word multiverse and announce their football verse as well. And what a lot of people missed was some of the really subtle references in this advert. So in the first 30 seconds, if you look very closely behind the scientists chatting, there is an Artifact Clone X, one of their avatars, on a poster in the background wearing an Artifact football jersey, which they then did a free NFT and physical forged drop of separately as well. So beginning to link all of these things together in their major mainstream adverts, but just little subtle references at the moment. Later in the film, in the background, there's also a car from Rocket League. And for anyone who doesn't know, Rocket League is a huge free-to-play game. It's created by Epic Games, the creators of Fortnite. It's globally massive. It's basically a soccer game, but instead of players, you drive these rocket-powered cars and you kind of play in arenas and things like that. that. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a second as well. So all quite interesting as they're pulling these elements together. And if you go onto the Footballverse website, which the advert points you towards, you get a sense of the various elements of this universe that they are creating. So you can check this out for yourself, of course, but the first kind of element on the Footballverse website is the Nike FC app. Nothing new here, except the wording of the around the app is quite interesting. Nike FC is not a club, it's a community. And it says a place to go for group chats, unlocks, boot drops, and more. So again, this idea of kind of bringing fans and community together to kind of help shape the future of products and at least have some feedback and some engagement, which we've not really seen brands do in this way outside of social media, which is quite, you know, one-to-one sort of back and forth and not getting the actual fans and users together to also chat as well. But at the same time, being a really accessible app that we're all familiar with, you download on your phone and you're instantly into that. No confusing Web3 weird lingo at this stage here. The second element on the Footballverse website that they go on to show is their presence in Roblox. So they have Nikeland in Roblox, which in itself is a really interesting case study and a really good example of creating an immersive virtual experience. So if you've not been into Nikeland on Roblox, I forgive you for not doing that, as not everyone's got the time to go and explore, but it's pretty impressive. It's a whole gamified sports world where you can run on a track and jump and explore and swim and slide down slides and all these things and collect coins and then go into a Nike store and swap some of the things you've collected for digital Nike sneakers for your avatar in Roblox. Now, Roblox, hugely popular, as we've talked about many times on the show. Recently, the most visited experience, not Nikeland, but something called Adopt Me, hit 30 billion visits, which is crazy. The most watched video on YouTube is Baby Shark. It has been watched 11 billion times. So this experience inside Roblox has been visited 30 billion times, which is crazy. Anyway, that aside, yeah, Nikeland, very cool. But those assets, those digital sneakers that you might earn or collect in there, locked inside the Roblox ecosystem, but that is where many of the users of the next generation are at the moment. So interesting part of their kind of metaverse play inside a centralized virtual world. Okay, so the third pillar inside this Footballverse that this whole campaign points to is everything physical that we know of: Nike football boots, shirts, etc., which we've always known in their physical stores and you can order online. That's nothing new there. Fourth, however, is interesting again, their presence in the gaming world, specifically in the game we mentioned earlier called Rocket League, which, as I say, is this kind of football soccer game, but with rocket powered cars, massively popular, developed by Epic Games, and has in the region of 6 million players per day. So Nike have a major partnership here, including their Nike FC Cup inside this game. So lots of unlockable achievements, skins or decals, kind of stickers to cover cars, even of major players like Cristiano Ronaldo, so you can kind of unlock your skin to wrap your car in the style of Cristiano Ronaldo's kind of logo and brand to then go and play games in this world. And also quite cool, with the World Cup going on, you can also choose your nationality and your stats as you play different games, get tied to your international team on a global level. So there's kind of this giant Rocket League World Cup going on at the same time with players from all over the world, and you choose your nationality and your performance helps your international team kind of level up. There's of course also major esports tournaments and competitions with Rocket League as well. There's also major esports tournaments and competitions in Rocket League. So this is very much separate from a metaverse kind of social universe play, very much gaming focused. But this is of course where digital items and skins and all of that began from the gaming world, and ultimately this is kind of being linked together. And their final strand on the Footballverse website is a way to customize your physical football boots in a very simple way online. But now that we know what's coming with Dot Swoosh and everything that has happened with the Artifact acquisition as well, it seems likely that they'll build these customization elements into digital form as well. So quite a lot of information there, and we're talking about a slightly abstract concept of this Footballverse, but Nike kind of bringing all these worlds from the physical and also the gaming world and their centralized metaverse play and their Web3 and NFT both accessible and also supporting Artifact to become this kind of a huge luxury brand that it is as well. So really, what's the conclusion of all of this? Well, Nike, I think, have approached this whole movement in the smartest way of any brand that I've seen so far, creating this coherent, accessible Nike universe spanning both the physical and virtual. And it includes what they have always been a leader of: cutting edge physical footwear and apparel, but adapting to include the future and blend these worlds together. And it's in the early stage of this, but you can see all the evidence for how they're beginning to pull these things together. So although these things individually kind of look unrelated and maybe look quite subtle, most people will have just watched the Nike football ad and thought, oh, that's quite cool. It's these kind of moves that slowly educate and onboards millions into an ecosystem where digital goods will have a massive role to play. And for the next generation, none of this is alien. Of course, they're growing up owning digital things that they care about in Roblox and in places like Rocket League as well. So when you look under the hood, I think we're seeing kind of the first shift of popular culture, and when Nike athletes start dropping their own digital collections, perhaps co-created by fans on the Dot Swoosh platform, that's when I think it will likely cascade and begin to flip to digital items being just part of the normal experience of the wider Nike world. So there we go. I'll leave all the links below, and as you look through, this will begin to make even more sense. As you watch the advert, you will see some of those subtle things in the background, Artifact Clone X appearing there, and Rocket League as well. But I wanted kind of to just join the dots together, because I'm not sure everybody has seen the full vision here, and you know, not saying I'm 100% right, of course, but it seems interesting that these things are colliding at a similar time, and Nike have really made a big statement, in my opinion, here about the future of how they see the business and how they see the future of sport. So I hope you enjoyed that. I also want to just leave you with some other interesting recent news. I always like to just spitball into the future here, and this was quite big news this week as well. Sony Entertainment just announced that they have bought a company called Beyond Sports, who are a very interesting company themselves. They are a 3D imaging and animation company whose tech transforms real information from a sports match into a metaverse representation. So interesting physical things that are happening in the real world, suddenly being translated into a metaverse setting, and Sony have bought that company out, also own Hawkeye as well. So how far are we away from real life sports matches being directly linked to virtual goods? I.e., if you own the Nike Cristiano Ronaldo football boot NFT and he scores on the pitch, does that add power to your boots that you can then take into FIFA or in some form Rocket League and these other virtual worlds? That's where it seems to me like this is heading, and it'll be interesting to kind of look back on this episode and this journey as time progresses. But anyway, as I say, happy Thanksgiving if you're in the US, and hope you're having a great week wherever else you are in the world. Always love to hear from you, so yeah, do let me know what you think of the episode. And if you want to chat more about it, it's at @Luke_Franks on Twitter. Thank you as always to EveryRealm for sponsoring the show. Make sure you check out the Realm Academy, all the links and that 30% off code in the description and the show notes as well. Most of all, thank you so much to you for listening, and catch you for next week's episode.